This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's the last hour of the show, and we've got plenty of time if you have questions, and we can help you out. And before the break, we were talking with Donna in regards to her geranium, and I just wanted to come back to you. So, Donna, what else are you looking for? What else can we do to help you out when it comes to the geranium or anything else?
I've removed all the dead leaves, and I've rotated them, and I've watered them, but they look very straggly. So I didn't know whether I should be trying to repot them or loosen their roots, or is there a way to take clippings out of the ones that I don't really think are going to come back?
So a couple of things. You do some of this. I would wait, but when you said when you had mentioned like the ones that don't look so good, those would definitely be ones to get rid of at this time that are definitely not going to come back. But you kind of leave it for a little bit. I wouldn't repot it yet unless you have some sort of grow light or something along those lines where you'll be able to help keep it going growth-wise for as it goes. Because if we do anything, right, we don't want to push it when it's not ready. And it's not completely ready yet, right? We're still, you know, about a month away from it really wanting to wake up and be ready to start going outside. I mean, it's not going to go outside just yet, but we need to let it have its dormancy period. But that being said, if you do see some branching that's not looking good, that's not making it, that can just affect the rest of it. So those are ones you could get out at any time. So now would be okay to do. It's not gonna hurt the plant long term. It's actually probably only gonna help it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll do that.
Perfect. Well, good luck with the plant, and you know, still some time. You know, the warm weather's here. There's still a little bit of time before we can get out there and get things done. So.
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm trying to raise onions. I put some in from seed.
Yep.
And now they're up. About maybe 2 inches, I'd say. They're coming out of the ground, folded, but, you know, as they come up. So now I'm wondering, shall I take them out of the grow light, put them in a cool spot?
No, I mean, we don't want to, we don't want to slow it down completely where it just stops, mm-hmm. right? So that's, definitely not something we would want to do. excuse me. How close to the ground is the grow light?
Oh, boy, I don't know. Maybe 6 to 10 inches.
Okay. So sometimes what to do is you want to pull that light up a little bit once it gets to be about 3 to 4 inches tall. Mm-hmm. So that it kind of pulls them up a little bit, because the sun being on there for so long can kind of push their growth. Now the question is, do you have, what type of onions are they?
They're Patterson onions. They're
okay.
Called Patterson.
Patterson. I'm trying to think if. Because there's really a couple styles of them. There's the short day, then there's the long day onions, and then like the day neutral, where it's just, as much sunlight as possible. Because the shorter day ones need 10 to 12 hours of the sun mm-hmm. to really get them growing, whereas the longer day needs 14 plus.
Mm.
So that's also going to be, taking a look at how you're growing. And you're most likely have the long day bulb. So how long during the day is that grow light on?
It's on from 5 o'clock in the morning till 5 at night.
Okay. So what I might actually suggest is seeing if you can keep it on a little bit longer.
Okay.
A couple more hours.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the point where you want to have, that 12 hours is perfect, but I think we could do a little bit more mm-hmm. because they need the longer term.
Mm-hmm.
Once they reach, 5 or 6 inches, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit or taller, that's when we're going to actually trim the mm-hmm. tips back. Mm-hmm. So we're not there yet. We're all kind of in between.
Yeah.
So once it gets to 5 or 6 inches, that's when we're going to cut them back about like in half, 3 to 4 inches or so.
Mm-hmm.
What that's going to do is it's going to help thicken the root development, and later on it prevents them from kind of flopping over.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need to thin them depending upon, how much you have. Right.
Yeah.
And how close you planted them. But you could.
Them like an individual pot.
Perfect.
I put a seed in each, pot.
Perfect.
But can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I have the heating mat. Shall I turn the heating mat off?
No, I'd keep it because we want to keep the temperatures consistent.
Oh.
Now, it would be like if we had the temperatures at 65 degrees and then we turn off the heat and it drops down to like 50,
oh.
it can slow down the growth. What I might think about doing is it one of those heat mats that kind of has a timer, or is it just a constant on?
Just on, all the time.
And does it have any type of control where it could be, really hot or really cool?
No, it's just... I just plug it in, that comes on.
Gotcha. What I might look at doing then is maybe keeping it on just overnight.
Uh-huh.
And turning it off during the day, unless it's really cold, right?
Yeah.
Reason being is what I'm thinking is, during the day the house warms up anyways. Everything's going to stay warm. Whereas at night, we usually turn the heat down a little bit, cool down, the house kind of cools down. That's when we want the consistency to stay on with the soil. So maybe it's using it on the times that you don't have the grow light on, right? So when you turn the grow light off, turn the heat on to that mat so it keeps that temperature consistent, 24 hours.
Okay.
So that could help you as well. Some people will even look at, creating like a little dome over these plants for it, but I think we're past that.
Yeah.
But I think you're on the right track. We just need them to get about 5 to 6 inches before we do the next kind of step.
How about fertilizer?
So I wouldn't do much of fertilizer at this point. If anything, maybe it's like a light garden tone to them. Oh. You don't need a lot at this point because they're so young. There's not a lot to pull to it. It's later on we just get the soil ready for the garden, getting that the garden set like you would normally by putting like a garden tone in a patch of garden, putting like a 10-10-10, one of those types of things.
Okay.
But
how
I wouldn't,
about fertilizer?
A protolyzer?
Yeah.
You could use that protolyzer to help it with the root system and pull the nutrients that are there. Definitely. This would be one where you could use it every couple weeks. It wouldn't have to be weekly.
Okay.
Usually we use protolyzer when there's, weekly, when there's a issue or we're trying to build something back up. We're not there yet. We want it to slowly build up.
Okay.
Because we don't want it to get too much and be too fully grown, and then when we get it outside, it's too cold or something along those lines, and we're almost forced to have them inside.
Yeah.
So we're on that in-between stage. We're getting there.
Okay.
And you'll be there a little bit quicker than I will be, but we're getting there.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Mary, have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here and get back more of your gardening questions. We'll be back soon.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time left if you have some questions. A number of things have gone all over the place today with some information. Now, during the 8 o'clock hour, I had a question about, grafting trees. Well, while I was on the website that I had found, which was orchardpeople.com, one of the articles that I think would be huge for everybody out there to take a look at that has fruit trees is the article is called When to Prune Fruit Trees. Simple, goes through a lot of information, and then it says, why fruit tree pruning in the winter spurs growth. So it explains what to do. Is it a good time to prune fruit trees in the winter? Now, it's fantastic because the tree is dormant with no leaves, flowers, or fruit. It means it will be easy to see your tree's structure and decide which cuts to make. So some say to avoid it, some say to do it. But late winter is an excellent time to prune your trees. So it encourages new growth when you prune the trees in late winter, early spring. So we're just about into that late winter aspect. What you're doing is you're selecting the best branches to keep while getting rid of some of those other branches that aren't that great. And allowing the plant to focus on where it needs to. This is the perfect example, and I was reading this during the break, so I'm reading it word for word here. So think about it this way. If your fruit tree has 100 branches and it needs to fuel growth in each of those branches, then each branch gets a smaller share of the stored energy. But if, after pruning, your tree has just 75 branches, each branch gets a little larger share of that energy so it can grow larger and produce better quality fruit. So, I read that word for word, like I said, but I think it's important. That's a great way to look at it, right? It's a great way to think about what it does for pruning some of your trees and why it encourages growth. We're putting the effort into other areas. right? Now, some areas will say prune in the spring after it's flowered, so that you can see which branches are good, which ones are bad, right? You can identify the ones that are going to be stronger that you see, and be able to go that way. But this article, again, it's at orchardpeople.com. Great article about pruning fruit trees. Maybe when I get a chance, I'll throw it on to the Facebook page for you to take a look at. But it was a good one to see, and I accidentally came upon it instead of looking for it. And, you know, this is the time of year trying to get the extra information is what I'm looking at really, myself, like really a lot of the time. So hopefully you get some of that info out as well, for you. So, that's just part of it. Now, we got about a half hour left. Call us at 855-660-4261. As always, I definitely recommend going onto a number of different websites to get information, to get, you know, what we're looking to do, and get that knowledge, right? Getting that extra knowledge for the area. You know, this might be a time where you take a look at some plants that are deer resistant, right? Because maybe you saw more deer this year than you had. You know, I have a bunch of deer that run through my yard all the time now. And I kind of knew they were there because I saw some of the ewes in the woods that were, you know, just had a top. I saw a lot of branching that has a lot of trees that the bark is no longer there on certain parts. So maybe it's looking at some of those plants in my yard this year so that they're not eating them, right, as the season comes. So it's doing research on that at this point so that when the season hits, you get the right plant for the right place. It's putting them in the right place, which will definitely help you out. It's not just about spraying something to keep them away. It's deterring them naturally with the plants that belong in the area that they don't eat. So keep that in mind. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want the best looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with a new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA News Update. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter receiving hospice care at his home in Georgia. After a series of short hospital stays, he's decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family instead of receiving additional medical intervention. NBC correspondent Monica Alba reports that Carter has been battling cancer for years.
You know, I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence.
A top Chinese official blasting the United States for blasting their balloon out of the sky at the Munich Security Conference in Germany. A South Carolina woman shot and killed in a grocery store parking lot after an altercation with a stranger on Valentine's Day. 26-year-old Alexandria Boris was shot in front of her two children, a two-year-old and an infant. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And about a half hour left in the show. Starting to warm up a bit. It was all, most of the show has been cold. It's warmed up about 10 degrees since we started. So we're warming up, ready to go. Let's get to some calls. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Kingsboro.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I started some sensitive plant seeds. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, what do you need to know?
Well, I got about 3 out of 7 seeds to actually germinate, and then I planted them into some soil. And 2 of them have, you know, like, just fallen over and died. But the 3rd one is still okay. And I'm not sure what's going on. Yeah. Do you have any ideas?
Okay, so it is natural for not all the seeds to germinate on a plant like that. It sometimes happens. So... we're at the point where, how long have they been planted?
It's been about 1.5 weeks now.
Okay, and they've already showed some germination?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And did you say you already repotted them?
No.
Okay.
Three of them actually came up in the soil, and what I actually did was put them in some very, very hot water. It said on the seed packet to put them in water that has just finished boiling,
and yep.
So then I put them into some soil after I saw the little roots sticking out of like 3 of them,
yep.
And so those 3 actually came up out of the soil, but 2 of them have since fallen over and then they just passed away, and it looks like the stem itself got brown instead of green. The one that does still live is green. The stem is green, where the other 2, it turned brown and they fell over.
Okay. Now, are you using grow lights? Are you using anything like that?
No lights. No.
Okay.
Lights. Just in the house.
And then, how is it by heat source? Is it by anything like that?
No, it's not near a heat source either.
Okay. Because sometimes, the temperature of the soil is a huge thing, and we want to keep them moist at all times. So that could be part of this. And you were saying that, how long did you have them in water prior?
About 2 days.
Okay.
2 days.
Because some of these sensitive plants can take up to 21 days to really germinate. So, so that's why, maybe it's just, it slowed down a little bit. It went too fast and got forced. I'm just trying to think here. It does like warm temperatures. So it would be something where if you could get some sort of heat mat, a growing heat mat to put under the soil to keep the temperatures around like 65 to 70 in the soil.
Okay.
That helps it stay growing and keeps them stronger versus what's been happening with yours, like you've stated. Keeping them moist is definitely worth it. It doesn't need a lot of fertilizer or anything at this point. Nothing crazy like that. We're not into the fertilization time frame yet. But the grow light is another huge thing. It's temperature sensitive. That's kind of what I think is happening. Because our houses, we heat them when it's really cold outside. It gets a lot warmer. When it's warm outside, we kind of slow to turn the heat down a little bit. So maybe it's the fluctuation in temperatures because it needs to be, consistent. So I'd take a look at either a heat mat or a grow light or both.
Okay.
Because it does need bright sunlight the whole time as well.
Oh, no kidding. All right.
So it's going to have to stay in like a nice, warm, sunny location or grow light, which would create that sunny location for you.
Okay.
Okay, so that could be what's happened so far.
Okay, I actually haven't had to water it since I planted them. So maybe it is too cool, so the soil isn't drying out at all.
It could be part of it. We want to force the roots to absorb the water. And if it's too cold, it stays in a dormant stage. So those other seeds, you haven't just thrown them away, have you?
No, they were actually still in the soil with the three that actually did germinate.
So those, they might just be taking some time, honestly. So don't just throw away everything, because sometimes with the sensitive plant, it can take some time for this to happen. It can take, 21 days. Right.
Wow, okay.
So it could take some time. I just don't want you to throw away when it could just be needing a little bit more time.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
I'll get a heat mat and put some light on it. Thank you.
Definitely.
Very much.
I think it'll help you out long term.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye bye. All right. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Kimberly's in Sandwich.
Kimberly, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, hi. Yes, I kind of have two problems, and I'll make it quick.
Sure.
I 2 years ago, I put in a raised row of berries. And unfortunately, the tag blew away. Now I can't remember what they are. I don't know. I don't even know if they're raspberries, blackberries, and then which kind. In terms of what cane they grow on, I don't even know. Last year, I was so excited because they were totally covered in flowers. And I'm like, great, I'll be able to figure out what these are. And then they started turning, the leaves started turning yellow on the plant. And I thought, oh, I'm watering these way too much. And then what happened is the leaves started to turn brown on the edges and dry up. And then I thought, oh, now I'm not watering them enough. So basically what happened is all of the flowers ended up drying up and nothing buried. I got no fruit on them at all. So So I'm looking at them outside, and I'm not sure if there's any kind of generic rule I could apply to at least get these things to, you know, flower and bloom this year. Are they that different, the two kinds? But maybe there's something you can tell me that will help me get these things. They are in full sun. I tried feeding them. The only thing I really haven't done is tested my soil, which I probably need to do. But what are your thoughts?
Well, so one of the things you can be doing in the early spring to help with holding back weeds, holding back some of the cool weather as it slowly warms up is usually some people will take straw, like a straw, a bale of straw, and place it around the base of all the berries to protect the berries in the early part of the season, right? Getting that around it, because it seems like you kind of got hit by, it wasn't necessarily all just watering issues.
Okay.
The yellowing could be it just was getting so cold, it, you know, got some cold temperatures or got hit by a frost or something along those lines.
No, that was in full summer. That was in the summertime.
Well, so sometimes a frost earlier in the season can show up like a month later. Early on could have done it. The other thing, you know, with the major drought we had, that probably had something to do with it.
Yeah.
But what I would look at doing is starting off early in the season, as the season is going, with a berry fertilizer, like a berry tone. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That berry fertilizer is an Espoma product, can be used once the ground is thawed. You know, it's just, and you put it in established plants. So you'll do it in the early spring and late spring, right? So you're going to do it, you know, as soon as the ground thaws and then 45 to 60 days later.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to put that on the drip line of the plant. A lot of times, you're using about a cup per foot of diameter of the branching, right? So I don't know how big they are right now, but that will allow it to, we'll get the right amount of fertilizer in there. What this also does is we're trying to get it off to a good start so it can get to the point where it buries, so then we can figure out what it is.
Yeah.
It'll also tell us when it starts to flower and fruit of when, you know, if it's an early season, mid-season, late season bloomer, which will then tell us when to prune, when to take care of.
Oh, good. Okay. So when it fruits will determine.
It's going to determine a lot of different things for you.
Okay.
Right? And the other thing is either a blackberry or like a raspberry. Is that what you're?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, it'll determine how we're going to prune a lot of them, going forward because, that's one of the things we do to rejuvenate it each year, because it's not, you don't just let it grow.
Yeah,
right?
I did prune it last year. I didn't do anything to it. So should I have pruned it after, like in the fall, or do I prune it now I prune it in the spring? I was worried I'd cut I was worried I would cut the next season's fruit off. So I didn't do anything because I didn't know what they were.
Understandably so. And it's not easy, right? It's not one of those things where you can just put it, you know, just hope for the best. Now, one of the things that you can do at any time during the season is any of the dead branches can be removed, and anything that's like new, that's heavy excess new growth, like runners, the ones that you kind of like popping out the sides and going out, those can be pruned out. All right.
Okay. Great.
Some of the times, you know, and this wouldn't be the time because we're looking to try and see what it is. But sometimes what they do is on to get more growth of the plant to make it bigger. Some people will pinch off the flowers on one of the seasons, right?
Okay.
We're not looking to do that this year, but that could be something for the future to be looking at, right? Okay. You know, for you're also looking to thin at some points of it. You're also, like, with the, say it was a blackberry, right?
Yeah.
If you're looking for more fruit production, you get rid of the dead canes, and then you tip the canes, can also, like, the tipping of them can improve fruit quality and size.
Okay.
But these are all things I wouldn't do just yet.
Till we know what it is.
Yes. Because I don't want you to you know, do too, not damage, but too much, and then not get anything. Then we're not, then we're playing the same game next year.
There won't be a next year. I better get something on them this year.
Yeah.
How much water do they get?
So, during the season, probably every couple days, because they're established, they don't need as much. But I'd say probably every two to three days early in the year when it's warm, when it's starting to get warm, and then maybe every 2 days when it is hot. Okay?
Thank
if you have
you
more
so questions.
All right, have a great one. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Fomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Got a couple calls on line, so I'll try to get to them both. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty's a man.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much, Patrick, for taking my call. You know, my son gave me a beautiful bouquet of tulips for Valentine's Day. And a friend of mine told me that I should put coins in the water, like a penny or a nickel. And so I did that, but I didn't really know what I should put in the water. So I put one penny, one nickel, one dime, and one quarter. And I'll tell you, it seemed to work. Now, I think he bought the bouquet of tulips in Mahoney's in Tewksbury. So, but it worked. And then I thought, well, I'm going to ask Patrick Parent whether coins, if you know, especially with tulips, because I have bought tulips at Market Basket, and sometimes they just don't last that long, or they fall over a little bit. And then I thought, well, I'm going to call you to ask you, have you ever heard of this?
So I've heard of the penny. Penny's
the
one
penny.
That...
Oh, okay, good. That's so good. Because I couldn't decide. So I had all these coins, and I said, I'm just going to stick them in the vase.
Yeah, no, so the penny is the one that I have heard that does it. What it does is you put it in the water prior to putting it in the tulips into the water. Right. Let it sit for a little bit. Then cut the tulips.
Right.
Prior to putting them in the water, and then put them in there, and then within an hour, it kind of keeps them growing straight. Really, what it helps is just holds them in place.
Oh, okay. And you leave the penny in, right?
Yeah, you can leave the penny in. It's not gonna.
I thought maybe it's the quality of the tulips, because they just look so great right now, you know.
So, yeah. No, it has a little bit to do with. Just the the penny itself.
Okay.
Nothing crazy, not going to affect anything, but this just helps keep them standing straight up for you.
Oh, that's so wonderful, because, you know, then I used to ask, several years ago, I asked your dad about paper white narcissus, and the leaves of the paper white would fall over. They grew so tall, and I think he told me if I put in like either vodka or gin, just a little about of the liquor in the pot where I,
yeah,
I just treated them, that it seems to work very, very nicely.
Yeah, I believe it is vodka on them. I think it's vodka. Yeah, it is vodka that will do it. That alcohol helps keep them stay up more.
Yeah, it certainly did. Yeah. Okay, so thank you so much, Patrick.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
True. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, let's try to get another one in.
George is in Sandwich.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How you doing, Patrick?
All right, you?
I planted a peach tree 4 years ago.
Okay.
And the first, I'm sort of near the ocean. Maybe it's too damp, but the first year I had beautiful peaches, and the day before they were ripe, they turned brown and mushy. Someone said it's brown rot.
Could be.
Now, I had my chainsaw running this morning to cut it down, and I heard your show in my shed, so I said, well, maybe there's hope.
There might be. So now, you know, sometimes those things will happen. Are you seeing any damage elsewhere on the plant, or was it just the fruit?
Well, there's a crotch in the middle of the tree, and that had sort of not split, but it became covered with like a goo, brown goo, but that is sort of healed up.
Okay.
I just noticed.
Yep.
It's maybe 10 foot tall, maybe 4 inch diameter, something like that.
Gotcha. So I'd be using a product. There's a 3-in-1 spray that's organic. It's a tomato vegetable. There's, I think it says tomato vegetable 3-in-1. It's sulfurs, whatnot. I think that would help you on your tree to help make it thrive a little bit more. What I'd also look for you to do is to fertilize it this spring with a tree tone heavily, and then fertilize again in the fall to try and get it going. I think those.
When do I spray it?
You'll spray it a couple times once, as the buds start to form, after it flowers, and then a couple times. It's actually on the back of the bag. It'll tell you exactly what to do. All right?
Great. I'll let you know. Thanks.
Have a great one. All right, guys. Hey, be good to each other and get out there and plant something. We'll see you next week.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.